trail running is booming at the Grand Canyon, with hundreds of runners tackling the steep trails on the busiest days. One of the most extreme canyon challenges is called a rim-to-rim-to-rim, which usually means running down the south rim, through the canyon, up the north rim, then all the way back again. A trek of more than 40 miles. Famed trail runner Kat Bradley has done it 8 times.
You know, I think doing something like that and accomplishing something like that using your own 2 feet, you know, really, you know, you grow a huge respect for the outdoors and for public lands and for national parks and the world itself. So I think the more people who do it, the better.
In the fall of 2017, Kat Bradley busted the women's rim-to-rim-to-rim fastest known time at 7 hours and 52 minutes. As KJZZ's Stina Sieg worked on a recent series about the Grand Canyon, she got the opportunity to talk to Bradley.
Yeah, and I was fascinated by her because, you know, for me, hiking up or down the Grand Canyon just one way is like an all-day thing. But Bradley, she was adamant that a rim-to-rim-to-rim is simpler than you think. You know, she's this trained athlete, but she said on her record-breaking run, she decided to just wing it.
There's 2 things that you have to do, and they're super simple. One is make sure you have access to food and water for the whole time. So for me, that means science and sport gels. And then the second thing is all you have to do is run. You know, it's easy to, like, make it more complicated, but by stripping down everything else to the 2, you know, food and water, and just moving forward. So that's all it is, and that's what winging it looked like in this attempt, and I think it was super beneficial for my mindset going into it.
How were you feeling in that last little stretch, the last, like, mile and a half? You probably knew you had it in the bag, but you probably were feeling lots of other things, too.
Yeah, I knew I had it in the bag, but I didn't know what the time was going to be. So my pacer told me with about 3 miles left that I had a mile left, knowing that, you know, trying to make me run faster, thinking it was the last mile. And, you know, I knew the Grand Canyon, I'd been in it quite a few times. So I was skeptical of what he said, but I just wanted to believe it. So then after hitting that one mile that he said we had left, and I still had 2 more to go, I was crushed. So those last 2 miles were very difficult for me. And I was struggling to, you know, in racing, you always talk about being a closing racer where you can, you know, hit the last few miles as hard as you can and leave it all out there. I was really struggling to do that because I feel like I left it all on that 1 mile that I thought I had left. And then those last, when I found out I had 2 more left, I was just absolutely crushed.
Man, I would have been so angry.
I still haven't forgiven him. We're good friends, but I still, you know, give it to him whenever I see him.
Now, do you think, now that you've bested this time for the Grand Canyon, do you think that you'll come back to visit at a time when you're not running, or do you think you'll run it again, or what do you think your relationship with it will be?
That's so funny that you ask, because I was talking to my partner about this yesterday, and we were talking about the Grand Canyon, and he was like, we should just go back and do a short run again in November. And I was like, well, I think I want to try and lower my record. He was like, all right, I'll go for a fun run. you do you. And I think about that day in the Grand Canyon, and I'm really proud of the effort, but there are places where I kind of gave up, and there are places where I can improve. I still want it. I still want to see what I can do on a perfect day in the Grand Canyon. And, you know, that's something special, and I don't have that with any other race. So I think I might as well keep riding that while I can.
So you still see the Grand Canyon as part of this challenge, in addition to being this beautiful, humbling place?
Totally. And, you know, it's really important to follow what inspires you. And the fact that I can't stop thinking about what's possible in the Grand Canyon means that I just can't walk away from my personal Grand Canyon project.
That was Kat Bradley, who beat the women's fastest known time for a rim-to-rim-to-rim in the Grand Canyon. So, Stina, what's next for Bradley?
Well, she was supposed to compete in the Western States 100-mile endurance run tomorrow, and she won that last year. But this time she had to pull out because of an injury. Mm. So it's likely that the next time we're going to hear from Kat will be when and if she decides to challenge her record in the canyon.
All right. KJZZ's Stina Sieg. Stina, thanks so much.
Thanks, Lauren.